to do a scanning meditation. People heard of scanning meditation? More commonly known as sweeping. Do people know sweeping meditation? Body sweep? Yeah. Sorry? Right. I think it's a different type of body sweeping or scanning. So this is been made famous by Goenka. I think many people know Goenka. It's a very useful meditation technique, actually. And there are many different approaches. One of my teachers, Aya Kema, used to teach this in two different varieties, actually. So basically it is we scan from the top of the head or down to the toes and from the toes to the top of the head. And we're paying attention to either the sensations we experience in the body or the feelings. And the sensations can be anything like warmth, coolness, heaviness, lightness, hardness, softness, pain, sharp pain, dull pain. Often they say stabbing pain. And I thought, my goodness, I would be out of off the cushion if it was stabbing pain. And itching, tingling, anything that we experience in the meditation. And if there is no sensations, that's okay too. That's part of the meditation. And if we have the focus on feelings, in terms of feelings, the Buddha's teaching is more in terms of whether it's a pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, or a neutral feeling. That's Vedana Nupassana, we call it Vedana Nupassana. But really, with this meditation, there's no need to label what you're experiencing, just to know you're experiencing something. And actually to bring that sense of, you know, when we stop using concepts, when we stop using labels, there's a sense of wonder that comes to our experience, and it's much, much more immediate and fresh. When we operate from concepts, labels and so on, we miss reality, we miss the moment. So it's not so important to know this is heaviness, this is softness or whatever. Just to know you're experiencing something. Be aware of it without necessarily the label. And as I say, this is a sense of wonder you can bring to it. I know when I first learnt this technique, I was amazed. I thought there were sensations I'd never, ever been aware of before doing this technique. So we just experience and we just know that's enough. And it's very much... This technique is very much, you'll probably be aware of, Ajahn Brahm's silent present moment. Because when we're silent, that sense of wonder, that's the labels, the commentaries, can drop away. And we can just be with the immediate experience, the freshness of now. So this is a very important part of the meditation. And I always say too, if the mind wanders off during the meditation, while we're doing the scanning, please just bring it back to wherever, you know, you remember being. If you don't remember where you were, if you're completely lost, we can start at the top of the head or the feet. It doesn't matter. And it's very important with this meditation to not worry too much about the order. So if you do it again at home, and I'd encourage you to do it again at home, not to worry whether you can spend some of the meditation. Is it the left arm first, or is it the right arm, or is it... not to worry. Because it's the mind that's the most important aspect of it. And with this meditation, when we do the scanning, after a time, for some people, they may find that the mind becomes quite peaceful and quite still, and the scanning feels like a disturbance. In that case, we can let go of the scanning. This is true of all meditation techniques. When the mind becomes very peaceful, we let go of the technique. And just to be with whatever we're experiencing at that time, whether it be a feeling, maybe a peace, maybe ease, or even there can be joy. I find this meditation brings up joy, interesting. Or it can just be a clarity of mindfulness. You're just aware, everything's very vivid. And just to be with that can be fine. So we do the scanning, and as I say, if you find that the mind is getting peaceful, the scanning is actually is disturbing that peace, we can let go of the scanning. So that's the introduction to the scanning technique. It's a bit like an MRI scan. Any people had an MRI scan here? You go into this tunnel, Doctor Who style, and it's going through the body, the whole of the body, you know, and we're scanning for these sensations, these feelings. I never liked sweeping. They often call it sweeping technique. But it always, you know, I think of a broom or something, you know, it's not quite as good as scanning. So if you would like to find a comfortable posture for the meditation, you're probably already pretty comfortable, I think, or reasonably. And so we can adjust the body to make it as comfortable as possible, balance it, and move the shoulders, any areas that where tension can accumulate. And we can close the eyes to get in touch with the body, to see how it really is, what we need to adjust to make it that bit more comfortable, a bit more relaxed. And the hands can be on the knees, on the lap, however one finds it comfortable. Just here with the body, just arranging the body. And now we can just ask ourselves, why am I here to this evening to meditate? Just to tell the mind or let the mind know, this is time for meditation. No need to dwell on the past, no need to worry about what will happen after this, tomorrow, in the future. The past is history and the future a mystery. So we're just here to meditate. And we can also program the mind by asking what we need to watch out for. If you're tired, just to let the mind know, watch out for tiredness. If there is any irritation in the mind, just to watch out for that, so the mind can avoid it, can deal with it. And the third aspect of preparing for the meditation is to ask ourselves, what positive state of mind would help the meditation? And so this evening I was thinking, it's always good, of giving a gift of peace, of kindness and acceptance to whatever we experience, whether it be pleasant or unpleasant, during the meditation. Just giving this gift of kindness, acceptance, and peace. And so now we can give this gift of kindness, of warmth, of acceptance to the body, relaxing the body with the mind, starting at the top of the head, taking in the back and the sides of the head, soothing it, relaxing it, giving it a mental massage. And moving the attention down to the forehead and around the eyes, soothing and relaxing them. And moving the attention to the cheeks and around the mouth, allowing the mouth, the cheeks to relax, soothing them, calming them. moving the attention to the neck, all around the neck, and giving it this gift of kindness, warmth, attention, relaxing and soothing. Now bringing to mind the right shoulder, starting at the neck and moving along the right shoulder with this soothing, warm, kind attention. Now we can bring to mind the right arm, starting at the top of the right arm and moving the attention slowly down the right arm to the elbow, to the wrist, to the hands and fingers, giving them this mental massage, allowing them to relax. Now we can move the attention to the left shoulder, starting at the neck and moving along the left shoulder with this warm, relaxing attention, this gift to our bodies. Now bringing to mind the left arm, starting at the top of the left arm and moving down the left arm all around to the elbow, to the wrist, the hands and fingers. And now we can bring to mind the back, starting just below the shoulders and moving the attention slowly, calmly, peacefully, warmly down the back, relaxing and massaging it with our minds. And now bringing to mind the front of the body, just below the shoulders, and moving the attention down the chest, the stomach area and the abdomen, slowly moving down with this warm, kind attention. And now we can move the attention to the right leg, starting at the top of the right leg and moving down the right leg, all around the right leg, to the knee, to the ankle, foot and toes, giving it this gift of warmth, of acceptance, of kindness, relaxing and soothing the right leg. And now bringing to mind the left leg, starting at the top of the left leg and moving the attention down the left leg, all around, to the knee, to the ankle, foot and toes, relaxing, massaging the left leg with our minds. And now we can just become aware of the whole body sitting here in the present moment. No past, no future, just here with the body just as it is now. And now we can begin the scanning, starting with both feet and moving up both legs, like we're pulling on a pair of pants or trousers, maybe a wetsuit, just pulling it up over the legs. We're aware of the legs as we move up the legs. We're aware of the buttocks, the front and the back of the body, the stomach area, the abdomen, the stomach area, the chest, pulling this garment over the arms, up the arms, both arms, up the neck, over the face, and the top of the head. Just being aware of whatever we're experiencing. And now we can reverse the scan, like pulling a jumper over our heads or a garment over our heads, down the head, over the face, to the neck, over the shoulders and both arms, the hands, and pulling it further down over the chest and the back at the same time, the stomach and the abdomen, being aware of whatever we notice, without labeling it, without describing it, and then down both legs, to the knees, to the ankles, to the foot and toes. And we can just reverse the scan, starting from the toes, and move up and down the body, scanning it like we're pulling something on from our feet upwards, and when we're scanning in the opposite direction, pulling it down over our heads, being aware of whatever we're experiencing as we scan up the body and down the body. And we can go at whatever pace we wish to, very slowly or faster, whatever feels natural. coming close to the end of the meditation, so we can just reflect on how we feel now. And whether we were aware of different sorts of sensations or feelings. And we can share this energy of meditating together with everyone here, with our family and friends, wherever they are, and with all beings, that they may find peace, stillness, acceptance, kindness in their lives. And we can have the aspiration to develop more of this awareness of the body in the present moment, the scanning, wherever, whenever we have an opportunity to come into the present moment with the body, to clear the mind, to be in the present, to bring up the sense of wonder. And now we can slowly come out of the meditation to open the eyes and to move the body to make ourselves more comfortable. So I hope you found that useful, the scanning meditation, and a different way of doing it. The only thing with any method is, if it works for you, if it brings more peace, more stillness, more wisdom, it's going in the right direction. It's the right method for you, even if it's not in the books.